turn on my recorder, make sure it's recording, and say that we're on the record. And this is OAH file 20190280. It is September 30th, 2019 at 9 a.m., and this is a telephone pre-hearing conference in the siting application for Dakota Access LLC. The PSC number is PU-19-204. We have a hearing scheduled for November 13th in Emmons County regarding a pump station. As stated before, on the line is Mr. Bender for the applicant, Mr. Purdon for the intervener, Mr. Pelham for the PSC, and listening today is Brian Johnson and Jack Hsu from the Public Service Commission. This pre-hearing conference was called at the request of Mr. Pelham. So I'm going to let him go first and list the issues that he wants to cover today. But myself, I would like to have some feel for the hearing and what's going to happen at it, in particular how long the hearing will last for the applicant and the intervener, the number of witnesses you expect, the amount of time it takes. For me, the largest portion of the hearing time-wise will be the public comment portion, and I need to manage that the best as possible, so a little bit of information going in as to what you're going to talk about as an intervener and an applicant ahead of time and how long that will take, and the issues you'll discuss are important to me. So, Mr. Pelham, is there anything else you'd like to add to that list?
Judge, I think you got a lot of what I had wanted to cover as well. From the Commission's perspective, we want to have an efficient hearing, give obviously everyone the opportunity to present evidence and witness testimony to the Commission, so the Commission can make a decision based on that. Just adding to the list a little bit, Judge, I just wanted to go over the presentation order of evidence, and also wanted to talk about the potential for pre-filed testimony being done on this case. We've done that on at least one other case, citing case that I've been involved on with the Commission, and it has the goal of trying to be more efficient so that some of the areas can be covered in the pre-filed testimony, and then the witness would be available for questioning or any additional testimony that the party calling that witness would potentially have at the hearing. But it would ideally save on time, so they wouldn't have to go through all of the questions, and they would already have been pre-filed in advance. So that, in addition to what you had, Judge, that's what I had, and certainly if Mr. Purdon or Mr. Bender have anything to add, or Mr. Hsu or Mr. Johnson for that matter.
Okay. Mr. Bender, anything else you'd like added to the agenda today?
Well, the pre-filed testimony is something new for me, so that has a significant impact on my estimate of how long it would take for our presentation. If we didn't do pre-filed testimony, I'm thinking with questions from the Public Service Commission, it would probably be in the order of as well as Mr. Pelham's questions that he might have for commission staff. I was thinking in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 3.5 hours. If we do the pre-file testimony, I think that's going to cut that back considerably. If you include the questions that Mr. Pelham might have and that the commission might have, I would probably suspect if we pre-file, that's going to take that down to an hour. So I think Mr. Pelham's suggestion that we do the pre-file, now I'm saying this without having talked with my client, but I personally think it's a good one, and I think I will certainly recommend that to my client, that we go along with that we do not object. I have no idea what the cross-examination from the intervener is going to take, and given what happened at the conditional use permit hearing, I suspect there will be a number of individuals from the public that will want to speak, and I think that is going to take some time. One thing that Mr. Pelham did not mention, but I think may be useful, and perhaps this goes in line with the pre-filed testimony, but I think if we can have pre-filed exhibits along with that testimony, if there's going to be any, that would be appropriate as well. And perhaps Mr. Pelham was or thinking about that when he suggested that we have pre-filed testimony.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bender. That's I had that on my list as well.
Okay. Anything to add, Mr. Purdon? Do you know how many witnesses you'll call and how long it will take?
So, I mean, obviously the plans have not been finalized yet. I can tell you generally that without the idea of pre-filed testimony, I was thinking that the tribe's presentation would be, again, setting aside without a real feel for how long cross-examination might go of the various witnesses. And then when I say various witnesses, I at this point, the tribe is considering two or three witnesses. If you won't hold me to that, if it becomes four someday, you know, I'll let you know. But that's the universe we're thinking of is more likely two to three, I think. I was thinking without the option of pre-filed testimony, which I hadn't considered before the call here, but I'm like Mr. Bender, I'm very willing to consider that. I think it will reduce the time. I'll talk to my client about it as well. I would tend to agree that we would probably, I would probably recommend to them that we wouldn't object to that. So without pre-filed testimony, I was thinking that the tribe's case might take a half to three quarters of a day. With that, I think it would obviously shrink that down quite a bit as well. So that's where we are. Again, pre-filed exhibits sound okay to me as well. I don't know if I've quite touched everything, but that's my current thinking.
Okay. Anything to add, Mr. Johnson or Mr. Hsu?
Mr. Johnson, no. No, I just would like to note that Patrick Fahn, just our director of siting, has entered.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Fahn.
Hello.
This is Tim Purdon. One more thing, if I could, Your Honor.
Yes.
I'm curious. Yeah, I appreciate Mr. Bender talking about 2.5 to 3.5 hours without pre-filed testimony. I'm curious as to whether or not Dakota Access is contemplating one or two or the number of witnesses as well.
Oh, sure, and I apologize. I forgot to mention that. I know that was something that Judge Dawson had asked me to address. Right now, I think for our case in chief, we'd be thinking anywhere from 3 to 4 witnesses, likely 3, possibly 4, kind of in the same position as you are, Mr. Purdon, that, you know, I say 3, but, you know, if I have to go 4, please don't hold it to 3. And then, you know, depending on what your client presents, the intervener presents in terms of their case in chief, there's a possibility we may have some rebuttal witnesses. But until we see exactly what that's going to be, it's very difficult for me to indicate what we'd be doing in terms of rebuttal.
Okay.
This is Zach here.
Yes,
Zach. It sounds to me as if we're probably okay with pre-filed testimony being submitted. But I'm wondering, even with that, given the number of witnesses and given the propensity for lawyers to ask a lot of questions, myself included, I'd like to know your thoughts, Tim and Lawrence, as far as the adequacy of one day for the hearing, from a practical perspective, for you both to present the evidence you need to present for your clients, and then also being mindful of the fact that there's going to be a public testimony component to this hearing.
I'll enter in here first. It seems like it's not good. If it's going to be one day, it's going to be till 3 in the morning. And I don't think that's the best way to have a hearing and have due process, is to be trying to listen to people at 3 in the morning. I think an extra day is almost necessary, unless somebody can talk me out of it. But That's my thought right now.
Yeah, Judge Dawson, this is Zach again, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I think Jack and Brian, maybe what we need to do after the call is to discuss this aspect of the matter and to see if an extra day is even feasible from the commission standpoint.
If I could just say a few things, this is Lawrence Bender. My recollection is when the commission entered the motion saying that or voted on the motion indicating that the application was complete and picked a day, I recall Commissioner Fedorchak saying, as a result of a question that came from the press, it's like, how many days is this going to last? And Commissioner Fedorchak indicated that she was hopeful it would be one day, but that the commission was setting aside 2 days. I know Mr. Fawn was at that meeting as well. He maybe has a different recollection. So I guess all along I have thought to myself it could very well last more than one day, and I think the commission itself has set aside more than one day for this as well. So, and I guess one other comment. Judge Dawson, I thought you said at the very beginning we were set for the 13th. My understanding is we're set for the 14th, but perhaps I'm wrong.
It's the 13th on the notice that I have here.
Okay, all right.
And then
the extra day would
be the 14th if it was an extra day.
Okay.
If I'm wrong and something else came out, please somebody jump in here. That's important.
I have the 13th as well, Judge.
Okay.
This is Zach.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for that clarification.
Yeah. So that would be good if somebody could answer for the PSC and see if it can go 2 days or what the thought is there.
Mr. Johnson, this is John Hsu. And I do recall, as Mr. Bender stated, that we were intending to have 2 days set aside for it, but I believe we probably would have put that in the notice as well. We just have to double check in the logistics to make sure that we have everything scheduled for outside of the actual notice for 2 days.
Yeah. Okay. So the issues we have here before us right now, we have pre-filed testimony and exhibits. You know, how will we come to? We agree to that, or is that something that's just floating out there still? I'd like some resolution to it or some way that we know that it will be resolved.
Judge, this is Zach again. My thought on that is that from the commission standpoint, I think, and from an efficiency standpoint, I think that should be made part of a pre-hearing order. Nothing will stop any of the witnesses from going, quote, off script. If there are additional questions that a party wishes to ask that witness that is not on the pre-filed testimony, that can absolutely be done. All of this does is lay a groundwork for what the witness is going to testify to. It will allow everyone, including the commission, to know generally what that witness is going to say, so that questions can be adequately prepared, and questions that would have been asked maybe won't have to be asked because they're already stated in the pre-filed testimony. So I think that, barring a huge objection from Mr. Perter and Mr. Bender, I think that we have pre-filed testimony and we talk about when that would be filed served and filed with this matter, just given the amount of time it's going to take. It's a burden taking, and he's got to do what he's got to do, obviously, to represent his client. I'm not knocking that, but 3/4 of a day for the intervener potentially to present his case, and Mr. Bender's testimony 3.5 hours potentially presenting his case, that's already a full day, more than a full day, and that's not even talking public testimony. So I think it's incumbent on us to have pre-filed testimony in this particular case.
Mm-hmm. And it does bring up the opportunity to get done in a day, although I think we probably should prepare for two, as we always have. I think it's possible to do it in a day if Mr. Bender gets down to 1 hour and the intervener gets down under, you know, a couple hours, and I think there's a possibility that we could do it in a day, but there isn't a possibility without the pre-filed testimony or exhibits. How much time ahead of the hearing is a reasonable amount of time for those sorts of things, you think?
This is Zach again, Judge. You know, 10 days, you know, somewhere in there, I'm not dead set on that necessarily either.
And that's both
but time enough so that, you know, it can be read and reviewed. Also acknowledging the fact that Mr. Bender and Mr. Perner are going to have to work, obviously, to prepare that, although they'll be preparing questions in advance anyways.
And 10 days is for the exhibits and the testimony?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any problem with that? Is that not enough time or too much time? Or is anybody...
Judge, I'd like maybe a little bit more time. And I mean, I'm not trying to put Mr. Purdon in a crunch, but if we could maybe move it back to November 1 rather than 10 days, that would be, I think, helpful. The way I see it, you know, I think Mr. Purdon probably has a pretty good idea in terms of what we're going to present because he's seen the application. There are exhibits attached to the application. I think he's going to see a lot of that at the day of the hearing. I don't have a clue as to what Mr. Purdon is going to present. And if we're going to call some rebuttal witnesses, I think it would be helpful to have it just a little bit sooner.
Okay. Mr. Purdon?
I don't have any issue with setting the date at November 1st. Whether it's 12 days or 10 days, I don't think that's an issue, and I appreciate what Mr. Bender is saying. That said, just as he's in a bit of a blind spot, he doesn't know exactly what the intervener's proof will look like as he thinks about rebuttal witnesses. And I do recognize that they have filed their petition and that we do have some idea of what they're going to do. That said, we don't have any idea of who his 3 to 4 witnesses are. I'm wondering if in advance of Friday the 1st, some period before that, maybe a week before that, we could get a list of Mr. Bender's witnesses. We don't need a summary of their testimony, but just a list of who they are and their titles and things like that. Give us a little time to see if there's, oh, wow, they're gonna come in on with this other topic that maybe we hadn't thought about, and how are we going to rebut that in our proof? Maybe some sort of staggered identification of witnesses and then a simultaneous exchange of pre-filed testimony on the 1st. That might be helpful.
And I don't have any problem with that at all, Your Honor.
So you're saying that Mr. Bender would provide a list of witnesses, let's say, by the 25th of October, and then you would provide them your list coming back by a certain date, like the 28th or 29th, or need more time? Or?
Your Honor, we could even move that up to give Mr. Purdon a little bit more time. I think I'm going to know... I would say, just give me a little bit more time, perhaps by the 18th of October or the 21st of October, who my witnesses are going to be.
Okay. Well, if we did the 21st and then he could come back with the 25th.
That's fine with me.
Because you should be pretty close on what,
you
know who you're going to call.
Yep.
Or who the possible people are. It's a limited number.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and I'll put that in a pre-hearing order. Okay, I'm trying to remember what I said at the beginning. Have we covered it all? do we need to discuss the issues at all? You know, we have such broad issues in these hearings. When I first read them off at the beginning, you know, adverse effects on the environment, welfare of the citizens, things like that. Is there any way that we know what we're going to focus on yet, or from what I'm getting from this pre-hearing conference is we may not know right now. you get the pre-filed testimony and whatnot. And so is there some way of limiting the issues, or at least focusing the issues before the hearing? One of my thoughts is to have the PSC provide a list of the issues to people beforehand in the audience, so they know what to focus their testimony on, and so we know what they've been told ahead of time what the issues are, and I'm trying to think of a way I can come up with that list of issues. I mean, people will go off script, and that's fine, but any way we can focus it. Mr. Pelham.
Well, Judge, I don't think that it's the commission's place to tell intervener or the company how to present their case. I think both attorneys are very competent attorneys and are going to do everything in their power to convince the commission of their particular points and to make them at the hearing. So I, from the commission standpoint, Judge, I'm sorry I'm not able to give you much help on what you're asking, but I think that the directives are already in the statute and in the notice. So I don't feel comfortable, commenting beyond that.
Yeah,
respectfully, Judge.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I do think that just the fact that we'll have the pre-filed testimony ahead of time will have a practical effect of letting everybody know what everybody else is going to talk about, and so that should have a limiting effect. Is there any other thing that needs to be brought up?
Judge Zach Pelham again, just very briefly, and I believe I've spoken on this before, but I could be wrong because I tend to mix things up from time to time, but just the order from the commission's perspective, and Judge, and certainly how citing hearings are typically done, so this is no surprise to you, Judge, but I just wanted to be clear so everyone's on the same page. It would be the commission's perspective that in presenting evidence to the commission that the company would start off, present its case, its witness would then be available for cross-examination by commission staff, then cross-examination by the commission, and then cross-examination by any interveners. And right now we have one intervener, of course. There may be more. After the company concludes its case in chief, the intervener would then be given the opportunity to present witnesses and exhibits, subject then to cross-examination by commission staff, cross-examination by commissioners, cross-examination by the company's attorney, and then if there are other interveners, cross-examination by other interveners, followed then by public testimony as well as the potential for any rebuttal witnesses. That's what I have. I just wanted to throw that out there to make sure that everyone is on the same page as to that, and if not, we can discuss that now.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Anybody have a problem with that? I don't hear any problem with it. So I think that's typically what's been done in the past. So,
yeah, I agree. It has, absolutely.
Okay. Anybody else want to add anything or anything that we didn't go over or went over too quickly? Mr. Bender?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Purdon?
I have nothing, Your Honor.
Last word, Mr. Pelham.
Just to confirm, joint pre-filed testimony and exhibits, exhibit list by November 1st, correct?
Correct.
And then I will follow up with my colleagues at the commission as to the potential for a second day hearing, and I will report back as soon as I have more information on that.
Okay. Well, thank you. Hearing nothing else, and I hear nothing from Mr. Johnson or Mr. Hsu, I am going to close this pre-hearing conference, noting the correct time to be 9:30-ish a.m. Everybody have a good day, and we'll get out a pre-hearing order on this. Take care.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Bye-bye.